Well, what's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The White House has issued a terse warning to Iran, putting Tehran on notice in the wake of Sunday's ballistic missile launch. It said violated a UN Security Council resolution, as well as an attack on a Saudi warship by Shia Houthi rebels that killed two Saudi sailors. Michael Flynn, President Donald Trump's national security advisor, condemned Monday's attack on the Saudi vessel off the coast of Yemen.
These are just the latest of a series of incidents in the past 6 months in which Houthi forces that Iran has trained and armed have struck Emirati and Saudi vessels and threaten United States and allied vessels transiting the Red Sea.
Flynn criticized the previous U.S. administration of failing to respond to what he called Iran's malign actions.
The Trump administration condemns such actions by Iran that undermine security, prosperity, and stability throughout and beyond the Middle East, which places American lives at risk.
A Pentagon spokesman says there was no change in the U.S. military posture in the region, but Trump administration officials in a background briefing said the U.S. is considering a range of options, including economic pressure and assistance to Iran's adversaries. Iran Wednesday confirmed a ballistic missile test Sunday, but its defense minister said it did not violate the 2015 nuclear agreement or a UN Security Council resolution endorsing the pact. Longtime Congolese opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi has died while in Brussels for a medical checkup. He was 84. His death occurred as talks about implementing a December agreement are underway in Kinshasa to defuse a political impasse over the succession process once President Joseph Kabila steps down by year's end. Tshisekedi's death deprives the opposition of its principal figurehead. His son Felix is expected to be named prime minister in a forthcoming power-sharing government. This is VOA News. Israeli police